It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Do you change your shoes when you come in from playing or working? Change into comfortable clothes, inside clothes? I want you to see something. This is an old homemade toy that a neighbor of mine loaned to me. It's been in the Paulson family for many, many years. I'll just show you how it works. I think maybe I'll take it over here. Put it on this. You see it okay now? Okay. Now it has some marbles, and you put the marble in there and watch the marble. See it go? There's another one. And it comes right out here. Now you can put a whole lot together. Isn't that fun? Now, I want to show you something else. Here. Here's a big ball. How far do you think that will go? Just that far. Because it's bigger than a marble. And the marble, it's made for marbles. Now look at this. This is a square marble. Let's see if that goes. Another square marble. See, they don't roll because they're square. But the round ones roll, don't they? I thought you might enjoy that. Now, I have another friend who makes very fancy machines. They remind me a little of this one. He calls them ball machines. I'm going to show you a video of one of his machines. We'll just look at it together on picture. Let's see the ball machine. Isn't it wonderful? Now, my friend's name is George Rhodes, and he creates ball machines of all sizes, but this is one of his biggest. You might like to see some other ones that Mr. Rhodes is working on and to meet him as well. He has such great ideas. But let's just go right away and visit the place where George Rhodes manufactures his ball machines. I'll return this tape to him. Come on. Here we are. Let's go inside. George.
Hello, Fred.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. George Rhodes.
Hi, neighbor.
Thank you very much for loaning me this. That's really fun to see what you've created there.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, this is the gentleman who created all those things that we just saw on the tape. But now you're working on this?
Yes, this is the newest piece. Would you like to see it go?
Oh, yes.
Just plug that black plug into the yellow socket.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
I see those balls moving up there.
They move up, yeah.
This seems to be the beginning of the ball's travel there.
That's the beginning. And this is the end.
And it comes right back there.
Yeah.
What does it sound like? I mean, it's so musical, all of it. But what does it sound like when you turn it off?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Go ahead and unplug it.
The balls have to go on their way after it's unplugged.
Yes, they have to finish their business.
Sure. And that's the last one.
Last one.
Oh, that's wonderful, George. Well, look who's here.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Bob.
Fred, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Hi. Like you know my television neighbor, Mr. Bob McGuire.
Hi there.
This is the man that builds all these machines.
And you think them up?
I think them up, yeah.
Well, do you just tell Bob, now I'd like something to go like this and something to go around like that?
I have to plan ahead. I have to think it up first and then draw some pictures. Then we converse a little, and I draw some more pictures. Would you like to see what I draw?
I surely would.
All right, I'll go find it.
Thanks, George.
Be right back.
Meanwhile, let me take you and show you what we're working on.
All right.
Over here, Dick has just finished putting in the xylophone and is adjusting it. See? It hits the bar. And the whole idea is that a ball comes in, activates the xylophone, and then rolls out. And what Dick has to do next is build a piece of track that will carry the ball from the xylophone hammer around a couple of curves and back down to the home track, where it goes all the way back to the beginning. It starts over again.
Is that fun for you, Dick?
This is great fun.
Yeah, and great work. Thank you for showing us that. What's this here?
Ah, these are the augers. An auger is like a drill bit. And Dick, would you turn these on for us, please?
Sure.
Wait till you see what happens here.
Looks like it's going up to the sky.
It looks like it. But it's not really going anywhere. All they're doing is turning around and around. It's an illusion.
Isn't that fun?
Boy, and
I could watch that for hours.
And when we're all done, these will be painted different colors. And it will be even more bright and cheery.
Do you do the painting here?
Yes, we do. It's out in the back room, and I'd like to go and show you that if you'd like.
Good, sure.
Fine. Let's go take a look.
See you later, Dick. Bye-bye.
I'd like you to meet Spider.
Spider, I'm glad to
meet
you.
How do you do, Fred? It's nice to meet you.
What a pleasure to see you spray painting here.
Well, this is a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Well, what are you making? Is that red you put on?
Right, I'm putting red on the loop-de-loop.
Now, is that something that you would have decided to do?
Oh, no, George chooses the colors. That's all part of his design.
I see. And why is that part over there covered with the, looks like paper?
This part is covered up because it's already painted yellow, and we don't want any of the red paint or other colors to get on the yellow.
Oh, I see. Wow. Hi, George.
What's up?
Just watching Spider doing some painting here.
Yeah.
You found the design?
I found the drawing. And it's of a piece we've completed.
Ah. You mean there's a chicken in it?
Yes, there's a chicken.
And a cat.
We'll go see that if you want.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
All right.
Thanks, Spider.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Oh, this is a fully painted piece, isn't it?
Wow.
There's the face of the cat.
There's the chicken.
Yeah. What does the chicken do?
Well, a chicken swallows a ball. Do you want to see that?
Sure.
Okay. Turn the blue knob.
This one?
Yeah.
Just turn it like that?
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, that is so playful. Have you always been interested in things like this? I mean, even when you were a little boy?
Yes, I've always thought up things. I couldn't always bring them to reality, but a few things I did, like a Ferris wheel I built.
You built a Ferris wheel?
Yeah, a two-seater, people at either end.
You mean one here and one here?
Yeah, one here.
How old were you when you did that?
I was about 12.
12?
Of course, now I can bring all my thoughts into reality because I have this whole family of workers. We're one big happy family having fun.
And making fun for lots of other people. Thank you, George. Right. Great to be with you.
Fred, thanks
you,
for coming by.
You bet. Right. See you soon.
Bye-bye. George, come here. I want to show you something.
Okay.
Isn't that fun? Let's go back to my place. See, Mr. Rhodes was a child once, too. And now you've seen and heard some of the wonderful things he has made with his imagination. Let's get the trolley and use our imagination for some make-believe. Come on, trolley. We've been pretending that the Royal Hula Mouse, H.M., has been planning a surprise with Lady Elaine Fairchild. But since King Friday doesn't know where H.M. is, he has decided to fly all over the world in his purple jet, looking for that mouse. Well, let's just pretend more about that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley.
Hey, trolley.
Where did you get this?
Oh, a friend of mine made it for me.
It
Looks like there's a round rainbow at the top. There's red, green, blue, yellow. Well, what do you do with it?
Oh, well, you watch it and like it if you choose.
It is fun to watch.
And when it's nighttime, you can turn on the little flashlight.
Wow, that's fancy.
Do you think your daddy would like to see it?
Oh, I think he would. But he's flying around the world looking for H.M.
The Hula Mouse?
Yes.
But aren't he and Lady Elaine working on some sort of surprise or something?
Yes, but Daddy doesn't know that. I sure hope he'll come back soon.
That sounds very much like the purple jet.
Oh, Daddy must be back.
Yes, perfectly beautiful. Lady Evelyn and Prince Tuesday, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
From my airplane, I could see our mouse.
At the museum garage?
Exactly. So I came by immediate parachute.
I don't remember ever seeing you parachute before, Uncle Friday.
Only on rare occasions. Now, you may bring the royal mouse to me.
Oh, but Uncle Friday?
No buts about it, niece. I shall store my gear and count to 11.
I'll try. See you Tuesday.
Bye, cousin.
Look at it. And beautiful. Wow. Gee. Oh, you're okay, now you blow on it, Hula Mouse.
Uno.
Wow.
Dos.
It just goes all over the place, doesn't it?
Tres.
Oh, bendición, Hula Mouse. Hola. Hey, Lady Elaine.
Lady Evelyn, hi.
Oh, how does that beautiful ball just float in the air like that?
Ah, es una sorpresa.
Yeah, surprise. We've got lots of surprises. You want to try it? I mean,
oh,
just go
yes.
Like that. Yeah. Nice.
It's maravilloso.
Yeah. Lindo.
What's that thing you've got there?
Oh, it works like this. Just goes round and round.
That is perfect.
Lindo. Oh, ¿nos lo puede prestar?
Well, first I have to borrow you.
A mí? ¿Por qué?
Because King Friday wants to see you in the castle right away.
Now what?
Well, I just have a hunch that Uncle Friday doesn't like surprises.
Unless he thinks them up himself. Well, I'll go over there, too. As soon as I put the ball inside, I'll meet you two at the castle.
The king said he'd count to 11.
Oh, 11. Okay, then. See you to it.
Okay, Bubbles. Then.
My ball.
9, 10, 11.
Here we are, Uncle Friday.
Hola, Su Majestad.
Royal H.M., I presume.
Correcto, como siempre, Rey Viernes.
I have looked all over the world for you, Mouse.
Oh, resulta que yo fui al Museo de la Ronda, Rey Viernes, allá a encontrarme con la señora Elaine. Y los dos estuvimos trabajando en una sorpresa que creo que a todos le va a gustar porque se trata de muchas
enough.
Cosas.
Enough, basta. The Royal Hula Mouse lives in this castle.
What's going on here?
Fairchild, you're forever interfering in my business.
And what is your business, Toots?
The castle is my business.
This is a great mouse here.
You can say that again.
And he lives with us.
Well, we know that. Listen to the surprise.
H.M. lives here.
Oh, Uncle Friday, we're not talking about his living anywhere else.
What does this contraption have to do with it?
Oh, I just thought you might enjoy it.
Balderdash! My rules are my rules.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tuesday.
Looks like it fell.
Your dad got mad and threw it down.
Why? What happened?
Temo que todo fue culpa mía.
It's not your fault. And we're gonna go on with the surprise.
It might help if you tell us what the surprise is, Lady Elaine.
Well, I'm not telling Friday.
It seems to me that we're all gonna have to have a talk if things are to get better.
I'll help you try to fix that, cousin. It's scary when people break things. Very scary.
That's for sure.
I'm out of here. There's work to do.
Eso espero yo también.
King Friday was really angry, wasn't he? It can be so scary when grown-ups get angry. What do you think will happen? Well, you can make up your own story about it. Or about anything else. Did you ever know any big people who got angry? Did you ever get angry yourself? When I do, I often think this song. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead, and think, this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Boom. Right now, who do you suppose needs some food? They're in the kitchen, and they live in water. The fish. There you are, fish. Do you suppose fish ever get angry? Or sad? Or very, very happy? There's so many things to wonder about, aren't there? I wonder who's at the door. Mr. McFeely, with a helmet on. Well, welcome.
I'm wearing my helmet because I have my bicycle today.
Oh, good.
Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I like your trike.
Well, I'd like to show
your
you this
tricycle.
Catch game.
Oh, you have a game.
Yeah, you hold that, and I have this one, and just press that. That's how you operate it. Now, you see, I'll press this one, and Oh, it shoots up. There you go. Then you want to try catching it?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Do I do it?
Yep. There you go. One more.
Great.
Speedy delivery.
You're good at that, Mr. McNeil.
Let's just try two. You take that one and see if we can do it. We might be able to do this.
The same time, you mean?
Yeah, one, two, three.
Speedy delivery. Did it? Oh, wow.
Well, I just thought you'd like to see the catch game.
You have the best deliveries, Mr. McNeil.
Well, I'm on my way to the school, so I'll say speedy delivery to you.
Thank you. We'll watch you as you go off on your tricycle.
All righty. I'll see you around the neighborhood. Bye-bye. Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, what a joy to live near him. There's so many people in the world. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad, sometimes they're angry, we know about that. Sometimes they're busy, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're tired. But you know what? Way down deep inside, every one of us wants to know that we're a lovable person. We've just got that inside of us. And when we can know it for sure, it's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have things to talk about and things to do. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.